this is track 10, the last track on disc one, Frailty for the Dearly Departed. I kind of think that this is like a sister track to Take a Drink from My Hands from Raising Your Voice, which is another really piano heavy piece. Actually, the Take a Drink from My Hands was about mine and Chrissy's first cat, who had colon cancer, and the only way she could drink water is she would drink it from your hand. So that's where that title came from. And so I wanted to have another song that kind of was dedicated to the dearly departed. So anyway, let's see, how did this start? Was I just playing piano?
No, this was, I think this started, Mark had, I think, more the concept of this piece, more so than the actual melodic layout. He had been playing bits and pieces of this for a few years. Like, we would be in a studio, he'd sit down at a keyboard and play parts of this. So I, at gunpoint, made him sit down and finish writing this.
Yeah.
So we fleshed it out under duress, and I think it came around quite nicely.
I like it now. I mean, it, honestly, when I got the news about my nephew, we were at final mix, and I had to postpone the mix because I couldn't listen to it because it would choke me up. And this is actually the only song on the record that's not mixed by Tim.
This is mixed by Stephen
Lewicki. So, but anyway, what you're about to hear are some textures that are underneath. They're not as far as underneath as others, but here's a little bit of what's underneath the piano.
We wanted to kind of give you an idea of what we did effects-wise by soloing just purely the stereo effects from the piano. This is minus the dry signal, so you can kind of get an idea of what we were going for.
So this last bit that we're going to play for you, isolated, this is at the end, and since the strings are going so strong, it's really hard to hear some of the underlying, you know, things that are going on with the guitar, because this, once again, is the Love Sponge strings, and they, especially David, the first violin, really, really enjoyed this piece of music. But at the end, there's more going on than you can hear in the mix, and I think this is just starting out with the Ebo. And then, like, I think a swell guitar, and then another higher pitch swell guitar that comes in. I think it's three tracks or something like that coming in one at a time. So, yeah. Here that is.